Myths, Facts, and a Federal Lawsuit. That is where we currently stand with House Bill 2, the broad legislation passed in a special session of the General Assembly and signed into law that night by Governor McCrory. From start to finish, the process took 12 hours. Since then, there's been a blitz by those for and against the bill, with both sides crying foul, accusing their opponents of discrimination, hypocrisy, and Chicken Little-like the sky is falling claims. So we asked WFAE's Tom Bullock to sort the myths from facts.
So much has been written about HB 2 that, for clarity, we're limiting this dueling narrative to four key claims about the new law. The first claim was made at the press conference announcing a federal lawsuit against the measure. Here's Chris Scrow, executive director of Equality NC, an LGBT rights advocate.
HB 2 is the most sweeping anti-LGBT bill in the nation, and it will not stand the test of time or the test of federal court.
Obviously, time will tell if HB 2 survives court challenges. So let's tackle the broader issue in two parts. In terms of the use of multiple occupancy bathrooms, locker rooms, and similar facilities, the answer is yes. North Carolina's bill is the most sweeping in the nation. The National Conference of State Legislatures, a nonpartisan group which tracks laws and lobbies on behalf of state legislatures, says HB 2 makes North Carolina the first state to enact legislation officially restricting access to sex-specific facilities like bathrooms or locker rooms to correspond with the sex on your birth certificate, both in schools and otherwise. But to be the broadest in the nation, the bill would have to go further. And Chris Brook, legal director of the North Carolina chapter of the ACLU, says it does. His group is a plaintiff in the federal case. He says the law
permits discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people
by denying them status as a protected class. HB 2 establishes North Carolina's first statewide non-discrimination ordinance. It defines race, religion, color, national origin, age, biological sex, or handicap as protected classes for things like employment and public housing, and it bars municipalities from adding to that list. But note, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation are not mentioned. Which led me to ask civil rights lawyer Luke Largesse this question. Based on this law, would it be legal if I was an employer to fire an employee based on the fact that they were gay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I asked Largesse to explain.
You cannot sue if you're discriminated against in employment in North Carolina anymore, in state court, under state law. You're barred from doing it.
That is a provision in this law. It says the State Human Relations Commission will now adjudicate these matters, and its mandate is to refer cases to the Federal Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, meaning someone fired for discrimination has to file a much more costly federal case to seek redress. Claim 2, and this goes to the heart of the federal lawsuit. It's made here by the ACLU's Chris Brook.
The law also violates Title IX by discriminating against students on the basis of sex.
Title IX is a federal civil rights law which prohibits discrimination at educational facilities which accept federal dollars. By barring transgender students from using the facility of their choice, the federal suit argues HB 2 violates that law and may endanger the estimated $4.5 billion the U.S. Department of Education estimates North Carolina will receive this year. In a press release titled Myths vs. Facts, Pat McCrory disputes this, referring to, quote, a federal court which has looked at a similar issue. We asked McCrory's office multiple times for specifics about this unsighted case, but the governor's office never gave us one or the date of any ruling. And timing does matter here. In April of 2014, the Office of Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education issued guidelines which, quote, makes clear that transgender students are protected from discrimination under Title IX. It falls under their interpretation of sex under current federal non-discrimination laws. Representative Dan Bishop, a Republican from Mecklenburg County who sponsored the bill, would not submit to an interview. Instead, he referred us to his Facebook page for comment. And there, he calls the 2014 Title IX guidelines, quote, a radical reinterpretation of Title IX by the Obama administration. Bishop may or may not be right. A federal judge will decide that. But since the Obama administration is calling the shots here, North Carolina's Title IX money may indeed be at risk. But no such action has been taken before. Claim number three, this time made by Governor Pat McCrory at an unrelated press conference yesterday, which was recorded by WRAL in Raleigh.
Every city and every corporation has the exact same discrimination policy that they had this week as they had 2 weeks ago.
Under a strict interpretation, that is true, but only because Charlotte's LGBT protections weren't due to take effect until April 1st. Private businesses can still have their own LGBT protections, and they can allow transgender individuals to use the facilities they choose in their own buildings. But municipalities are specifically barred from doing so in regards to bathrooms. Charlotte had such a provision, which is now null and void. And finally, claim number four, a possible business backlash against North Carolina and HB2. Pat McCrory says it's not happening.
I've had very positive conversations with many, many different parties who have, once they get the facts, they go, we understand.
But McCrory has yet to say who those many different parties are. His opponents have been much more open. Equality NC sent us a list of 44 companies who have publicly opposed the measure. They include Google, IBM, Lowe's, and Bank of America. However, those companies have not threatened any direct action due to the legislation. But in a statement, the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority says, quote, they have had prospective conventions withdraw interest in Charlotte as a host destination as a result of recent legislation. They did not go into details of how much economic activity was lost. They did, however, add, quote, we strongly urge the state and local leaders find a resolution that represents the best interests of our city and state. So, on our final claim, we'll have to wait to see if lost convention spending is the only business backlash or if corporations are willing to do more than protest North Carolina's HB2 on Twitter. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.